Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Interpreting Symbolic Forms. It is the first selection in the series entitled Myths and the Masks of God. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Well, I'm to speak tonight on the interpretation of symbolic forms, and I thought the best way to do it would be to present a symbolic form that you all would probably know about, and run through a variety of approaches to the interpretation of this. The form that I've selected, you probably will not be too greatly surprised to hear, is from the book of Genesis chapter 2, namely the Garden of Eden. There we have this image of a garden transcended of time and space because nobody would die there. There was nothing in the way of the agony of temporal life. And in the center of the garden, two trees. One, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The other, the tree of immortal life. And a man created to tend the garden, who, like most well-endowed men in that condition, felt lonesome. And his creator thought he'd try to invent things that might amuse this gardener whom he created. And he created a whole run of animals and brought them to them, and none of these counted. He could think up names for them, but nothing else to do with them. And then the next idea was to put him to sleep and take out his little soul girl, as Joyce calls her, the cutlet-sized consort. And when he woke up out of this trance, or did he wake up, or has any of us ever waked up, there she was. And he said, well, at last. And then while he's tending the garden, she finds somebody to talk to. And it is the wisest thing that doesn't say that God ever created this one, the serpent, to wit. And he said, have a taste. And how nice it's all going to be. And she thought, well, he sort of knows, and these interesting strangers, they always do know. And she took a bite. And then Adam comes along, and, well, he took a bite. And then God, who walked in the cool of the day, comes along, and he says, what's the matter with you two? You got clothes on. You got leaves on. What have you been doing? Well, we found out something. And he says, well, now, this is kind of serious. He goes back and talks to the angels. And he says, if they take a nibble of that other tree now, they'll be like unto ourselves. So we'll send them out. And then takes place this Masaccio scene of the two of them going out of the garden. And God puts two cherubim at the gate, a flaming sword between to guard the way to the tree of life. And ever since then, here we are in exile, my dear friends.